worship with us. For a short devotional, maybe before we go to our Sunday school classes. You know, we just came through the traditional holiday of Thanksgiving, and I trust everyone had, you know, a blessed time and enjoyable time together with friends and family. It's usually a lot of times what happens. And you know, wherever you were, whoever you were with, and you know, giving of thanks, you know, should be an everyday occurrence for the Christian. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say should or will be an everyday occurrence for the Christian. But I guess it's nothing wrong either to focus a specific day like that. It's great to focus maybe more directly on that. And Marcus had a great sermon last Sunday on Thanksgiving, where it had all started, and what it is for us today, and the value of it today. Because then I had to think just maybe the negative part of it a little bit this morning, unthankfulness. I believe it's the start of a lot of negative things. So I looked the word apathy up in the dictionary. And I believe it's that which starts in a person's life or in the church because of unthankfulness. This was the definition. It's a lack of feeling, lack of emotion, and lack of interest, and lack of concern. That's exactly what the dictionary had said. And I thought that was very fitting. Apathy. And I believe, could I say, almost starts with maybe unthankfulness. Or it can. Very apt to be. There is a verse in 2 Timothy 3. You don't have to turn to that. First couple of verses. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. As you see, unthankful is right in there with that list of things that we'd want to avoid, because I believe it will lead to these other things. For example, the first thing, covetousness. If we're not thankful for what we have, covetousness sets in. And we go down the list. If we're not thankful for the church, you'll soon lack interest. And of course, it goes on down the list. It will soon lack attendance. That's the way apathy works. It sets in, and it's just a gradual decline. I do want to read a little bit in Revelation 3, if you want to turn to that. Talks about the church there that was lacking. Could we say apathy had set in? And we can see here what the Lord thinks of that. Revelation 3, maybe starting in verse 13. It says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried into fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." So I trust we can listen this morning. Those of us, believe we all have ears, and that's part of worshiping this morning. You know, here we see a church that, you know, they were still getting together every Sunday, every week, I'm sure. If it was Sunday or a Sabbath. know, humanly looking at it, you know, we thought maybe they had it all together. But they were lacking. What were they lacking? I believe we could say exactly what the dictionary, the meaning of the word apathy was. Maybe that's exactly what they were missing. They were lacking feeling. They were lacking emotion. They were lacking interest. They could have been lacking concern. And a few more I thought that they were lacking. I'm sure they were lacking vision. They were lacking passion for God. They were maybe cooling off. Well, naturally it says that right here in the scripture I've just done reading. And I believe they were lacking thankfulness. And that's what I'm trying to sort of bring out, that maybe unthankfulness is the beginning of all these. And, you know, we are going to start losing out if we lose our thankfulness. Maybe that's why it says, in everything give thanks. And the Psalms, if you read through that, you know, over and over it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. It's just over and over that emphasizes that. Maybe that just teaches that it really, these other things are really, could be very much connected to it. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, in Colossians 3, there's a lot to talk about, and it says, seek those things which are above. That the last song we just sang also had that in the chorus. And it also says, set your affections on things above. I believe that's another, could we say, a cure for that disease of apathy that wants to... that has a tendency of getting a hold of our lives and in the church. So I trust we can do that this morning. We can set our affection on things above. Our minds can be there. We can even do more of that. That's my desire, do that more even each day of the week. And he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. I just trust this morning we can be open to the Spirit, have our ears open. Our hearts prepared like soil is prepared to receive the seed that is given to us this morning. Let's bow our heads for prayer.